You are listening to the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 248.
And welcome back to the Walking Leader Podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra. I welcome you back to another action-packed episode. The Walking Leader Podcast is for you, current and future leaders, to help give you the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization as well as in your personal life. The tools in the Walking Leader Podcast focus on getting you up, out from behind your desk, and out on the front lines where those you lead are in the trenches day in and day out. And attention, all current and future leaders. It is your responsibility to know how the battle is going for those you lead. And there's no better way to know than to be out there on the front lines where the bullets are flying. And now, without delay, let's get this episode started. And we're back. So in this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I continue to share with you the 2022 series on self-leadership and the soft skills and where they are. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And so today we're going to actually talk about the soft skill in this episode, the soft skill of problem solving. That's right. It is a great soft skill to have. And it's one of those, it's a good one. I mean, they're all great. They're all good. But this one ranks up there as really one of my top three. So let's break it all down first. As always, we break down, we define everything, then we start working on the soft skills. So self-leadership. Self-leadership is based on you, current and future leaders, taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader means you are intentionally influencing your thinking, your feelings, and your actions towards your objectives and goals. Whether they are personal or professional or both, you must take that first step. Second step, third step, and every step after that to achieve those objectives and goals. Now, soft skills. Well, soft skills are those interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills that you have learned. Now, with today, today's soft skill is problem solving. And the ASQ.com website states, or defines basically, problem solving is the act of defining a problem, determining the cause of the problem, identifying, prioritizing, and selecting alternatives for a solution, and then implementing that solution. That's problem solving, all right. So what are some examples of problem solving? So there's an identified and resolved, you've identified and resolved an existing problem at work, at home, with friends, whatever. That's problem solving. Correcting erroneous content in a piece of work. Again, that's problem solving. Created a workflow process that addressed and corrected an unrealized situation. That's always a good thing. Folks, don't get me wrong. That's a very good thing, especially those things you don't see or you see something's just off, but you're able to address it and you peel back the layer and you know what you've got. That's right. You solved a problem. So why is problem solving so important? Well, in any organization, group, team, or relationship, things can turn sour pretty quickly. And it is up to every individual in the organization, in the group, in the team, in the relationship to work together to get the problem identified, broken down to its basic components, and then begin working the problem until a viable solution or solutions are found and implemented. See, ultimately, having the ability to solve problems in a timely and efficient manner will serve the entire organization or relationship for the better. Now, quickly and effectively solving problems will lead to minimal downtime in operations and conflict is kept to a minimum. And again, that's a very good thing. So let's throw some pros and cons this way. Let's see what's going on. Pros and cons of problem solving. Again, they're going to vary. So let's pick a couple of them and then we'll tear them apart, as always. All right. So pro. Problem solving stops small issues or concerns from becoming large problems. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, you get it. Nip it in the bud. Now, the con, the other side of it, is problem solving may not go deep enough to reveal the bigger underlying issues. Next, let's look at this. Let's see. Problem solving creates systems and processes that can prevent future problems. True, that's a good thing. However, the other side of that, the flip side, is the systems or processes may be so niche that they cannot be generally applied. Maybe it's pertains to a very particular department and that others are having other issues. So again, be careful there. Now, problem solving can lead to solving short-term problems, yes, as well as long-term ones. And because you're solving, you're putting your, that patch, you're not looking forward enough to address the long-term problems or what's going to happen downstream or what's going to happen later on. And so, again, things to consider. Now, another pro, problem-solving encourages others to get into the problem-solving business. And as I mentioned, everybody should be a part of it. Everybody should contribute. Everyone does have a role to play in problem-solving. However, the flip side of that is that problem-solving can create unnatural competition, which can lead to creating wider division and not actual problem-solving. And that is a concern because, again, if it gets too big, too wide, too deep, and everybody's trying to solve each other's problems, is anything really ever going to get done? So something to think about. It does have its downsides, but be careful. And usually they're on the bigger level. And sometimes if you don't peel back enough layers, it's at the very basic level as well. So now let's focus on our 7 habits of highly effective people. When it comes to problem solving, let's see which of the 7 habits are directly impacted by the soft skill of problem solving. Well, habit number 1, being proactive. Problem solving, being proactive. Usually when it comes to problem solving, it's because someone was not being proactive. Someone was not looking over the horizon. Someone may have seen the forest, but not the trees. Problem solving, begin with the end in mind. Yes, definitely habit number 2 does apply here because, again, you want to get to the point of, well, we want to solve this problem. That's the end. How do we get there? So, again, we prioritize putting first things first. Think win-win. Kind of alluded to maybe it doesn't happen because the solution is so very niche that it doesn't address everyone else. So, again, be careful. Habit number 5, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Yes, without a doubt. Understand what the problem is. Work the problem until you understand it inside out and then work the solution. Synergize. I mentioned that at the very beginning. Everybody must work together, whether it's in business or in personal relationships or professional relationships. Everyone must work together if everybody wants a successful outcome. If somebody doesn't, then basically maybe that was the right thing to do, was to have that problem. Sharpen the saw. Yes, sharpen the saw. Habit number 7. Always keep working on that. Keep working on your problem-solving skills, just like all the other soft skills. So, wow. So it does affect some of them, and some of them, well, again, because of the nature of what the habits are, we're not able to. Okay, so how and when to use problem-solving? Well, problem-solving. Well, always be problem-solving. Just like every other soft skill we have mentioned so far, always be ready. It should always be ready to be utilized. Therefore, always be prepared to deploy your problem-solving skills when the situation calls for it. All right, when the situation calls for it. Now, problem-solving should be one of those continuous improvement skills, meaning that while you're solving one problem, start looking at the long tail of that solution and what, if any, problems that will bring, the long tail will bring. And folks, don't forget, keep honing your problem-solving skills to the point that you solve bigger problems, deeply rooted problems, and get so good that you can resolve problems long before they can rear their ugly head and run amok and before anyone gets a chance to notice that there was a problem, let alone try to solve one. So that's a good thing. Now, we're at that point now where what if we ask the question, what if problem-solving fails? Well, problem solving never truly fails. The solutions or resolutions might not always come out as expected. Then again, while attempting to solve a problem, you end up solving an entirely different problem. It happens, right? It happens. But you don't really fail. You learn, you make the mistake, you take a different approach, you step back, study it, take a different approach, and move on again, right? So you act, right? Then you observe, you orientate yourself, you decide what action you're going to take, and then you act again. Then you repeat that process, right? So again, heads up on that. So what can someone do when it comes to problem solving? You know, and again, first timer or you're brand new and you're not too sure on your problem solving skills. Well, first of all, be flexible. Be flexible, especially if someone else is trying to solve the same problem. Don't be so competitive. If we're trying to get a process in place, we're trying to solve a problem, we're trying to get back on track. So again, be flexible. And of course, know that any situation can change at a drop of a dime. What do I mean by this? Well, you may have an issue in one area, and because that issue is stopping the workflow, another issue erupts down the line or back where the line originates. So be careful. Know that you will feel like you're being taken advantage of or exploited if people have tagged you as the problem solver or the troubleshooter. And what does this mean? It means that, hey, everybody's in on it. Don't make yourself the only one. Ensure that you yourself as a leader are actively soliciting ideas from other people. That's a good thing. That's a great opportunity there for you to show your leadership ability, because again, you don't want to be tagged as the only one. Don't feel like you're being taken advantage of all the time, but ask, hey, who else has another idea? It helps. Start off slow and cautious. Always start off slow and cautious with problem solving, because you want to take that deep dive. You want to look at all the data. You want to collect as much information. But hey, don't be so in yourself that you do not ask for help. So please ask for help. Seek out a mentor. Seek out a mentor. That really helps. Now, for those experienced in problem solving, what can you do? Well, you can continue improving on yourself and your problem solving skills. Keep trying new things and new ways of problem solving. Be kind to others, especially those that are perpetuating the problem and don't even know it. There's people that are out there doing and causing the problem over and over again. They don't even know it. So kind of, you know, let them know, hey, something's up. And of course, be a mentor to others. Definitely be a mentor to others. You know, don't just keep it to yourself. Share with others, and especially those that are trying to learn. Now, can the soft skill of problem solving be mastered? You better believe it can be mastered. It can be mastered. It's a lifelong learning process, because there's so many different ways of doing and resolving so many issues that, yeah, why not? So as a human being, a sane and rational human being, you are always learning that problems will occur. And when they occur, people that have mastered the soft skill of problem solving will be the ones that can take on the challenge and turn a bad situation around and make it better. You better believe it. So folks, so when it comes to soft skills, don't give up. Start, dive in, collect as much information as possible. Do what you need to do, and then act on it. Decide and act. Get in there, solve the problem. Work with others to solve the problem. Don't be the go-to person. Be the go-to team. Be a problem-solving team. Lead that team if you have to. But don't become the only one that can solve problems, because what is that? What causes that? What happens there? Sorry about that. You get into the groupthink. And groupthink is, well, while it sounds great, it's not always a good thing. So ensure that you are working on your soft skill of problem solving, sharing with others, learning from others, observing others, work problems from the beginning, find the root cause and get all the way to a viable solution. And then go from there. Hey, listen, I also want to remind you to visit the episode show notes on DaveGuerra.com on my website, as I share some links to books, audiobooks, ebooks on problem solving. So be sure to check them out there. All right, well, let's start wrapping up this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. Do you agree with what I just talked about in this episode, episode 248 on soft skills of problem solving? You have any questions, comments, concerns about this episode or any other past episode, then please reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or I look forward to hearing from you. Or you can also leave me a voice message on the Walking Leader hotline. That's 956-720-0060. Again, 956-720-0060. And of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. That's my email, dave@daveguerra.com. Listen, I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate you making it to this point of the episode. I am David Guerra, author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to subscribe to The Walking Leader Podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Spreaker, and Stitcher. You can always find all those links on the daveguerra.com website, so be sure to visit there. And lastly, hey, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. So folks, until next time, I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.